after the shift. Covered most of the halachas, most of the areas of halacha that are again important for being a time. But generally, one doesn't have the yishuv hadas or not a 7-day yantar, not a 2-day yantar. It's almost over before it starts, and often that's not that much yishuv hadas in between. So we just try to cover most of the areas that are negayim, let us put it. And if we have a little bit of time, maybe some just divrei agada, a little side, just wanted to look at this. You can ask questions, I mean, at any point, just try to arrange it so that it's not like a good sentence. The Eshka Zachis will start with Pasha Zohar. Presumably everybody, I'm sure the men already Mekayim Pasha Zohar. If somebody's wife or whatever the case is, if a woman was not yet Mekayim Pasha Zohar, but the same would apply for a man as well, the Mavan Avraham says that won't be Mekayim with Pashas Vayove Amalek with the Kriya on Purim. Because if the rule mentions of the also, Kinoch Yem Chazel Amalek, Yerel Teskon, Lucham Lashem Amalek, the Mishavura, Tainas on the Mogan Avram, quite a few Tainas. It doesn't say over there that we're Mechayim to fill them, say Mochay Timcha, says Mochay Yemcha. It doesn't even say Mechayim to the word Zocha, is the Shah Asa Lucham Amalek. I would be able to make time to pass the Schida, the mitzvah of Schidas, the Chiyas Amalek. But regardless, as we state in Magen Avraham, so Kedayu, in Magen Avraham, Lechayra, listen to Cholav, that if there's a woman that, for whatever reason, has not yet been Mekayim Pasha Zacha, and she's not, doesn't have any plans of gathering together, they don't have to gather a minion, but to get a secretary, it's not Tesha Yasa. So if she's able to come to Shul on Purim, to hear the Kriya of Pasha Vayavai Amalek, certainly women are, according to the Chinuch anyways, and some other Rishonim, not Mechliyev Mekaz, are not Mechliyev Mechlal, in the Skiris of Kriya Samalek, so you could certainly, the Chayyar of Yisonah, and Mogan Avram, in your dad, she wouldn't have to go and get a Seyfut Torah, and be wearing Pasha's Kisetze. Linyan Tanis Esther. So the Ikka issue with Tanis Esther and Stama will be the issue of Ubrisim and Nikos, Yoldos, and Shulchan Aruch state that there's a chilek between Shah Tanesim. Let's not discuss Tisha B'Av has a din pretty for the most part like Kippur, but the other Gimel, good Gimel Tzaynis, besides Tanis Esther. So it says that Noshim, even Ubrisim and Nikos, in Loishim it started as Harbei. There's no blanket p'tur, or you could say that there was never a minig for Nashim Ubris and Menikos, not a theist. If it's a tzia where it's mitzvahs harbei, now there are those that say that they are, but still in all the Shulchan Aruch says that Nagul Hachme, and or at least at the very least the minig is that although that Meikah HaDinah could be even Shatzoimus, let's say Asar B'Tavis as an example, it could very well be that there's a blanket to them the Ikadin also, but nonetheless, the Mechaber or the Ramo over there says that that at least Mitzal HaMinig, they're Mechoyev, and there would be a Polish Mitzal HaKitzibah, if they would not fist, there would be Bechlal the Tainus. Tainus Esther, on the other hand, is more Kal, in the sense that there's a blanket, more than a Ptur, in the sense that it was never kiblu alayu, there's never takana b'chlal, that notion that are in those categories are mechuyev tefiyas, even if they're not mitzvahs harba. Now, admittedly, there is the El Yerabba, the shita of the El Yerabba, the Mishavura brings down, that there would still have to be some degree of minor discomfort, some degree of tzar, in order to pater, in other words, an isha that's a muberes, or a menekes, and she's going through the tainus swimmingly, no problem at all. She doesn't feel the least bit discomfort. So according to the El Yeraba, she should at least try to fast. Now, everything we're talking about is where she's not experiencing a chulsha. Tzara and chulsha is two separate things. Chulsha is something that we need to be obviously more concerned about. Chulsha is, could come with a sakana, could be have a din of a chulsha and a sakana. So if there's a chulsha, it could affect her, it could affect the vlad. So there for sure there's no shayla at all. Even El Yeraba would be murdered with his any experience of weakness or fatigue or anything like that, certainly there's no basis to fast. El Yerab is saying, assuming that she feels great and she's not experiencing any pain, so El Yerab is that she should fast. In the Shatzin, on the bottom there, the Shatzin says, most of the poskim seem not to hold the El Yerab. And he says it's totally the Fiminik HaMokim, which I don't think we have a Minik HaMokim over here, but I think that generally speaking, I think that women are very meiko. I think the minig olam is certainly. Now I'm not talking about women that are not minikos, mubaros, yeldas, and so on. There, if they're being meiko, that's shaloi kedim. Women just that are, you know, afin hoy bois hanes, it's a kindness, it's hanes esther. Gamal even adosai also came today. There's no 15-year-old girl or woman that's married and not. Last year she didn't fast because she was a mubaros and. And next year she's not going to fast either. That doesn't. She certainly has to fast, assuming that she's not in any of these categories. Now, exactly what? So again, halacha lemaisa, one could certainly be meiko, unlike what the El Yerab says, I think. And that's my understanding. That's the minhag olam. Now, the what exactly is an isha that's a mubaros? So over there, there's also machlokes haposkim, whether it starts with 40 days, or does it start with hukka uba, which would be the first trimester, would be a few months into the pregnancy. Again, stam and this, you can also be meikel. These are days that are brought down with his tainus, 2 days on what an isha would be considered. Now, even El Yeraba says, would be meikel in terms of a yoledes, I think it's Tosh Shleshim Yom, if I'm not mistaken, he says, but you could certainly, an isha who went through the trauma of giving birth and so on, it's not that she's in the state, so there's what's more an issue of chulsha. See, everybody would say that you could be mekel. So just to sum up, basically, muberes, menekes, yeledes, for the most part, even if they're not experiencing tsar, and certainly if they're experiencing chulsha, according to most poskim, would not fast on the tansis. Now, machtes hashekel, so the Rambam says, right, we're trying to do this chronologically. The Machzah Shekel, the Rambam brings that we know that there's a mitzvah in the Rabbanon to be kodeh the parasha of Shkalim. That's a zecha to the mitzvah of Machzah Shekel, which involved also, the Gemara says, that Rosh Chodesh Adar del Mashmi'in al Shkalim. So the kriya that we do is roughly parallels the kriya, the mashmi'in al hashkolim, that was done in informational purposes, shloshim yom, kaidem the Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which is when everybody was included by then, had given the Machzah Hashekel. Now, that's all in terms of the kriya of Parsha Shkolim. The actual giving of the Machzah Hashekel that we do, which is really something which is not, it's not even brought in the Mechaba, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the Ramah is the one who brings, I think his lashon is, see the Rosh Purim. So the Ramah ago yesh oimrim she yesh liten koydim purim machtes min hamadbeya kul boisim mokim boisim mam zeichel machtes shekel she noisim ba'ad. So interestingly, the minig is, or the Ramah brings a yesh oimrim that one should give machtes shekel, and interestingly, it's a zeichel also, as is the kriya, it's a zeichel. Sort of zeichel amigdash to what happened is not amigdash, but the Ramah says that it's supposed to be given before Purim, kodesh yeshit liten kodesh Purim, which is interesting because again the zeichel amigdash, the machzah shekel was actually given in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so we parallel the zeichel amigdash what was done in the migdash, it should typically lechayda the minig should at least be to give it, if not dafkan Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you would say any time to Rosh Chodesh Nissan, because in fact, you could have given it before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Rosh Chodesh Nissan was basically the deadline. But it says the Shulchanos would be setting up already in the Beis HaMikdash 2 weeks before, already from the time of Purim, certainly they're already collecting the matbeis, the shkolim. Why the minig that he brings, the yesh litein, is kaidim Purim davka, is, like I say, is a little bit curious. Maybe it has to do with the fact, I mean, first of all, what does it mean, kaidim Purim? So it becomes apparent a little bit later on in the Ramah, and certainly in the Mefarshim, the Paiskim, that they say that Kaidim Purim means that it's supposed to be given on Tanis Esther. The Yesh Litnai he brings over here, I think from the Maril, the Ramah brings a little bit later on, Beleil Purim Kaidim Shem Spala Mincha from the Maril. So Kaidim Purim means L'Chaidim Ika Hadin, so to speak, you can give it any time before Purim. It sounds like once Purim comes, the Mashman, the Ramah, if you haven't given it by Purim, that there's no... There's no minig, there's no yeshayim to give it at that point anymore. Again, although it was given until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but at least in the Din Rosh Chodesh, if somebody has not given it, it doesn't sound like you're being mekayim anything by giving it beyond that point. That's a strong term to say not being mekayim anything. Probably it is an inyan of l'chapel nafshar seichem, like it says that noshim also, although they're not mechuyiv, they have a minig or we have a minig to give for them. So if somebody hasn't given it before Purim, probably I would suspect that until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, probably Yesh B'zeh Mashavu. But at least in terms of the Ikka Adin, it says that you're supposed to give it before Purim, and the before Purim, there are Maril further limits that it's supposed to be done before the Mincha on Tanis Esther. Now that I saw brought in the Kaf HaChaim he brings down, that the reason for that, why is it before Mincha Tavka? So he says, because we want to be mitzadif it into the tainus, which of course the ikka of the tainus is always to give tzedakah. So memeila and the machas shekel presumably has been given to some form of tzedakah. So therefore it was became the minig or this din. This yeshayim was to give it. The maril is saying, now, but that if you haven't given it by mincha, that you would certainly still give it after mincha, certainly until Purim. That the Ramah doesn't limit you, that it has to be dafka by mincha, that's the maril, I mean, the Ramah brings the maril, but that's a hiddur in the mitzvah. The nafkamina in that would be when Purim, right, when you have Tanis Esther falling is nitcha, and it's on Thursday, and Purim falls out of Matzah Shabbos Sunday, so Tanis Esther is Thursday, so the Kaf HaChaim says over there, the minig according to the maril would still be to give it. Not over there, you have a wider span of time between Mincha and Purim, usually is only a very short time. On those days, the Maril, according to the Maril that you would give before Purim, again, it's a din Tanis Esther. The Vorot is not Kaidim Purim, and in Mela, for some reason, you have to do it within an hour or two of Purim. The Vorot is to give it Dafka on Tanis Esther because a Tanis has an Indian of giving stuff. That's the idea of the Master Shef. Now, what exactly does. Does the machzis hashekel? What is the mitzvah? So the Ramah further goes on and says, since it says gimel, this he brings nochashita. This is the umeacha shegimel pa'amim kosev truma v'parsha yesh liten gimel. So he brings this all. This is the yeshayim. You're supposed to give three, which the emes is very hard to understand because the gimel trumas. What does he mean? It says truma three times in the parsha. So what? So what? So already based on the Gemara, Rashi brings in Chumash that there were essentially three separate hafroshes that were given, three different nedavas, so to speak, or collections that were given. One was for the Adonim, one was in the Mishkan, one was for the Karbonis. So primarily, what we're giving for, meaning Zeicha to the Machzor Shekel and the Mikdash, was to buy Karbonis. So why you would be mechuyev to give three machzis hashekel based on the gimel trumas that it says in the parasha, two of which are only again in the Mishkan, the adonim for the Mishkan and the nidvis ha-Mishkan, and those Rashi says were not even a machzis hashekel. That was mashenat v'liba. I mean, Rashi says certainly the nidvis ha-Mishkan was called mashenat v'liba. There was no shir mesuyim of a machzis hashekel on that. So this is a shvei inyan here, why you'd be mechuyev to give, if it's a zeichel and migdash, which is to buy the karbonis, so why are you giving three? Because it says three trumas. The three trumas included the nidvas ha-mishkan, the adonim la-mishkan. It has nothing to do with the zeichel and migdash, that mashbin ha-shkolim and Rosh Chodesh Adar, which was to be given by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, that's the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara wants to know how is it, why are we laying Pashas Kisisa, if Kisisa is discussing the nidvas ha-mishkan,
So why are we lighting even kisisa if we're talking about the shkalim in the Beis Hamikdash with the karbanos? So the Gemara says, because it says three times truma, and one of the three trumas is the truma that included also the karbanos that were given. But the other two, the chayav stam lo shaitz. For this reason, people theorize, so if you look in the Ma'aser Rav, in the Goyim, so on the bottom is the Ma'aser Rav on top, and the Ma'aser Rav itself, it says that the Goyim's minig was to give only one machzis ha-shekel, and under the Zogin, that's brought that the reason why is darker because this shtickle here, it's a Ramah, this shtickle here in the Ramah, later the Goyim didn't hold Gimel Trumas, Ksidu Parash has nothing to do with the Zeichel HaMikdash from machzis ha-shekel. So Al Koponim, having said that, there's no question that the minig ha'olam, certainly our minig, is to give three machzis ha-shekel, and the machzis ha-shekel is a machzis, the ramosis of the denomination that's kavua ba'isa is man, which l'chareira could include, if there was such a thing as a half a penny or a half a nickel, then it could be yaitza with that. Also, it didn't necessarily have to be the biggest denomination, but it so happens that I don't think we have any other one. So we give half dollars, which you kind of, from the it seems the minhag of the velt is to give dafka those coins. Dafka the mach is not the value of the shava kesef of those coins. Otherwise, you just take out a dollar and a half and you put it down on the plate. You kinda you put that down. You kinda give the mach as a shekels, and that way you kind of mix it the way the velt seems to be known. Now, what does the mach as a shekel go towards? What is the point over here? So again, zeichel amikdash went to karbonis of the tzibah. Today, obviously, that's not negeya. Now here there's another curious, interesting lashon here. In the Ramah, if he brings in that he give a gimel machzah shekel, he then says, v'yesh oyrim sh'noistim machzah shekel litztoka milvad gimel machzah eivet. V'ein oyrim. That's the end of the Ramah. But what does that mean, that you're giving a machzah shekel litztoka besides these gimel, and these gimel are not going to stoka? What are you doing with these gimel? These gimel you're being mafresh and you're putting into your pocket? You're giving just to your friend? What do you mean? If the other sheet is you give four. Is that the only chilek? He says three and he says four. It doesn't seem like that. It sounds like the ikka chilek is that avadid is the three trumas, you're giving three machzah shekel. Then there's a yeshayim that says that you should give another one litztok. So you're giving four. What's the fourth litztok? So in the kafachayim, attack is brought that the first three machzah shekel and azayv misvadit should be like that, since it is a zeicha lemigdash that they used to give lekarbonis, so it could be it's going to go to tztaka, but it should be specifically to the tztaka, let's say a bedek habayis of a beis hakneses or a beis hamedish. If you have a choice what to give it to, it's mistava that machzah shekel primarily should go to that, but it's not in mitzvah tztaka, it's not because the mivakayim mitzvah tztaka. That's because that's nichol and the zeichel amigdash. That's the form that the zeichel amigdash takes. Again, I'm not saying you can give it to any tzedakah, you'll be yotze the minig the mitzvah. But zeshtein kafachayim, and it makes sense. He also brings it to support Talmud the Chacham for some reason. Probably we're looking for things that parallel the nidvas amid the karbanos. That's the zeichel amigdash from the karbanos.
Two quarters also good, or you need a half a dollar piece?
As I'm saying, it sounds like the minig ha'olam seems to be that you're giving that
madveya. There's no half dollars here. Why isn't half
dollar
madveya? Huh?
Why isn't half dollar
madveya?
What do you mean, why?
If there isn't half dollar
madveya,
would that be
madveya? Would a quarter be half
that madveya? It's not a half. Not a half. Huh? It's a quarter of a dollar. It's not a half of a... It's not called a half. It's not a machzis. It's a fraction of a larger denomination, but it's not a hit.
You have to do it twice, one for yourself, one for your wife.
Oh, so now we're going to go on. So, now, so who's Mechoyev? The Nashim, it says, Apata. Nashim are certainly Pata Me'ikah Adin. Men are Mechoyev either from Mi Ben Chof Amala or Mi Ben Yid Gimel Shana Amala. Ketanim, it sounds like Pata is brought out Pata, meaning less than 13 certainly are Pata. And it sounds like the Pata even Midin Chinuch for some reason. There's no Chiyuv on the father or on the cotton to give, even Midin Chinuch. But it is brought that the Minig, it's brought to Mishnah Berurah, I think even brings that the Minig is that people give Bishvil ba'ad bonav akhtanim, and Isha, even in Isha Mubaris, it says gives Bishvil v'lada, which l'chayda, meaning, assuming that it's a boy, if she happens to know it's a girl, I can't imagine that there's an inyan to do that, but it says bonav, I don't know that there's an inyan. The noisav, maybe there is. L'maisa, I think the minigoyle, many people, they give for every family member, you give a dollar and a half. And the reason for that, the Kaf HaChaim says, is because it says the Chapa I mentioned before, the Chapa on Asher Seichem, so even if they're technically not the Chlal, the Zeichel HaMikdash, because it's only either Ben Chav, Ben Gimel, but the Chapa on Asher Seichem, it says in Kisisa. So Mimele, from there, it became a minig to give for every member of the family, Ketanin, Ketanis, Afilon Isha, Ba'ad Veloda, is a minig to give the Machzav Shem. Yeah, L'chai, it's Midin Ebed Knani. I mean, it would certainly work Midin Ebed Knani. The whole thing isn't entirely a minig, it's not a mitzvah. And so, you're giving it for them. You're giving it in their stead. It's L'chav, it means if not for them, you wouldn't be giving it. So, the kapara relates to the individual that the tzedakah has been given, basically. It's a form of nesin tzedakah. We'll get to that when we talk about Mishloach Mamas. Matanas Levyayim is more negaya, maybe, to affect it in a certain way, in a more of a legal, technical fashion, because over there, there's a mitzvah chiyuvus. But over here, I don't think that it's of any great, it's a big issue. Now, there's an inyan of Kavod Yontif. Going into the Chag HaPurim now, so that's what we're holding now. So, in the chronology of the way we're speaking, so the Mishnah Berurah brings, after the Rambam says, it is a minig lilbash big day Shabbos v'yantif on Purim, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down many mitzvahs on Purim, or most of them are not really mishdayich me'ikadin b'layla. They really start v'yon. Megillah being an exception, which is also less. Pasha's less a lesser chi of Belila than Beyon, and the Mitzvah Hayom don't start until the morning. But nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the covered Yomtiv of the wearing the big Shabbos and Yomtiv, and he goes even further and he brings that it should be Neiras Dalkus and the Bayis and Mika Mutsas and Shulchan Aruch and so on. That the table and everything, the house should be set up like it says in the Mechilta and so on Yom Tovim. And Shabbos, all that is negeya on the onset, when Belila and Purim comes in. At that point, the person should already be the big day Shabbos and meet the Mutsas and so on and so forth. Now, which brings us to Mikra Megillah. So Mikra Megillah, obviously, we'll try to cover again just the Ikin and Kudus that are going to be negeya. And being again, most of us. So first of all, the Inyan Nashim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if they're able to go to shul and to listen, to hear the Mikra Megillah properly, it seems that it was a problem in Mishnah Berurah's days and before that, what he's bringing is probably today too. I've never been up there, Mishas Mikra Megillah, but often it was harder to hear there, if you can imagine that, than it was downstairs. With the whole racket, it was even harder, like over here, for instance, it certainly would be harder, I would think, to hear, maybe not, I don't know. But Al Kulpanim, if it's hard to hear, so then she shouldn't go to shul. Shabbos said, then it's better, Adif, to hear it b'yafit. Everything being equal, it's better to hear it b'tzibur, and Al Pasuminisa, and also Mitzah b'roivam hades melach. Nashim, we know, have afin ha'i ba'is ha'nes, so essentially they have pretty much the same chiyuv that we do in terms of all of these halachas of hearing it b'tzibur. So everything being equal, they should certainly go to shul. If they feel that they may not hear it as well, or they have to take care of the children, and bringing them to shul is going to create a racket. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, and all the boys can say, they should certainly stay home, and somebody will read them the Megillah at home. Now the form that the Megillah takes at home for the Nashim, so usually it's a man that will, women, Me'ikah Adin, could be might see other Nashim. Lamaisa, it says that the Magen Avraham brings that women not only should not be Maitzi other Nashim, but that L'chatchila and Isha shouldn't even be Maitzi herself. We're talking out of a Megillah Cheda, obviously. I don't think it's that Megeya. So, but regardless, it says, of course, if she has no other way of hearing the Megillah, So then, certainly she should read a Megillah out of a cloth. She could be mitzi herself, but to be mitzi other nashim is already something that in the Paiskim Shavua brings something that one that women should not do. So Mimela, the way it's done is the minigolim is that a man after the kriyas Megillah will go and lay the Megillah for the nashim. Now according to the Bahag, nashim's kriya of Megillah is not kriyas Megillah, is not mikra Megillah, but is rather which is our kriya. And if we listen, we're being yaitz kriya b'chaymei ha'kaina. Women, on the other hand, have no chiyav according to the Bahag to actually read the Megillah. It's only to hear the Megillah. And as such, according again to most of the Paiskim, they say that the brachas that they make, which is what happens, we don't make them for them because, again, well, technically maybe you could, but it's a different chiyav, but it's a different bracha. A man would make a mikra Megillah, they're making the Shmoya. So it's developed that the women, either one woman is mitzi, the other woman, some people tell me, in other places, each woman makes the bracha, but regardless, the bracha that's made, according to most, is Lishmaya Megillah, which at some point brings Mechai Adam, Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. It's essentially the same thing, Lishmaya Megillah. What is usually done?
Lishmaya
Mikra Megillah. Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. So that's the bracha that's made. Of course, they make the other two brachas. They make the other two brachas as well, the Shas HaNisim and the Shechayanu. In terms of the bracha, afterwards of bracha, Harabas Rivainu, so over here the Mishnah Brura is Machriya, that based on what the Machaba says, that's only Mikam Minig, that bracha. The other three brachas are Mikha Hadin, Archiyam. The bracha afterwards is only, the Mishnah says, Mimachim Shinoigim Levarach Achreas and Levarachim. So it seems that even though our minig is to say it, but it's dafke b'tzibur, but b'yachid it seems very possibly there was never a minig to make it. So Mele Mishabu says if you're reading for Nashim or for anybody for that matter, b'yachid in a house, so you don't make that brachi afterwards. The Aruch HaShulchan, interestingly, I don't know what the minig o'ilim is. I assume that it's, in my recollection, not to make. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, k'medumali, that the minig o'ilim is to make the bracha of a Rav Es Rivenu even afterwards, but again, I think that the Minig Olam is probably follows what the Mishnah Brura says over here, that they don't make that. Now, with the Shechayanu, of course, from Mechavim B'Shas to Shechayanu to the Yaitza, the other mitzvahs Hayayim, this is by day. By night, we make both the Shechayanu by night and by day, which is a Machloikis, but we follow we follow the Ramos Psak over here. At least our minig is like the Ramo. I believe the Mechaba, maybe for the Svaldim, probably would follow the Mechaba, which is the Shitas Rambam, that you don't make a Shechayanu by day. The Ramos says you do because the Ikka Kriya is B'yoyim. The reason that the Rambam says that you don't do it by day, the going, actually the minig of the Gra in Ma'aser Av is not to make a Shechayanu by day. Interesting, but he doesn't follow the Ramo on that. And he says, because Taka de Ikka Kriya could be B'yoy. But the same way it says that if you make a Shechayanu B'Shas Ta'asiyas HaSukkah, you already don't have to make a Shechayanu B'Shas the Yeshiva, because it's already the beginning of the mitzvah. So the Gra says it's no worse when you make a Mikra Vigila, even assuming it's a lesser mitzvah than the day mitzvah, but it's not less than Asiyas Sukkah versus the sitting in the Sukkah, which Ta'asiyas is certainly only like more of a Hechsher mitzvah. The Shechayanu could go on the Ikka Mitzvah, so that's why the Goyim paskins like the Rambam. But again, at the minig of Ashkenazim at least, is to make a Shechayanu both by night and by day. And as such, the Mishnah Brura brings down that you should have Kavana in the Shechayanu by day, when it's already this man of Mishloach Manos, to have Kavana to be Yaitze with the Shechayanu, that it should go on those mitzvahs as well. Now, it becomes apparent when you read the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Brura that is actually yet another thing that you're making the Shechayanu upon, or that it could go for. Ad kedei kach, that according to a Meiri that the Bir Halacha brings, if you don't make the Shechayanu, if you don't have in mind for that, you might have to make a separate Shechayanu. The other thing is the Yom itself. The Yom itself, like any other Yantiv, is Mechuyev B'Shechayanu. That it says, l'chatchila, you make the Shechayanu, let's say, on Yom Tov al HaKos, But if for whatever reason a person doesn't have the kais, or he didn't make the shachiyano on the kais, so it says he omer afilu b'shuk. He could be walking in the street on sukkis, and he can make a shachiyano on the mayid afilu b'shuk even without a kais. So put him, and Chanukah also the Mishnah Berurah of Chanukah says brings over the issue that the shachiyano very possibly has to go on the yom also. I don't think this they call out in shul if I'm not mistaken. I think they say it should go on the business hayom, but l'chayda. And this should be done by night, probably. I mean, this is already Pasha's had Kavan already at the onset of the Yontif by night, that when you're making the Shachiyonu by night, you have in mind that it should go on not only the Mikra Megillah, but it should go on the Yom of Purim.
But if you have in mind at night, and the Shachiyonu by the day, what's that mind?
That's going on the Mitzvah Sayyoy. Because by night, you have Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah, so it can't go on the Mitzvah Sayyoy.
You don't say in the Mitzvah Sayyoy by itself.
You don't say.
You don't say it on the Mitzvah Sayyoy.
You're saying I'll make a Megillah. You're saying I'll make a Megillah.
You make it twice.
The Rambam says you make a Shachiyonu twice. I'll make a Megillah. Without anything else, you would make a Shachiyonu twice. Without anything else.
Because the Ikka Kriya is beyond.
So even having made it at night, you have to make it by day regardless. Now, of course, we're not machzik. It's also to be machzik. Ein l'suach b'chlal. The behemsa the Megillah, and kol shkei between the bracha and the Megillah is you speak in middle of the Megillah. It's not ma'akev in the bracha. You won't lose the bracha technically. It was already chal to some degree on the Megillah. If you spoke between the Megillah and the bracha, then you should probably, it seems, make a bracha over. That's nafkamina. That you should make the bracha over. If you haven't yet started the Megillah, you made a bracha, you spoke out, you probably, it seems, have to make a bracha again on the Megillah. Now, there's a difference between a person who spoke out, the Mishnah Berurah says, while the Balkar is talking, you have to assume that you missed the words, obviously. The Balkar himself who stops and is Messiah Be'emtza, you see, he was Masik, it's not right, it's not good, but he's not going to undermine is Mrs. Megillah. A person who's listening, on the other hand, has to assume that if he was speaking while Balkhayri was speaking as well, was reading the Megillah, you have to assume that he missed the word and then you were not yotze. Now, which brings us in terms of the actual Shmiyas HaMegillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, you have to hear every single ice and teva of the Megillah. Now, there's a distinction over here that has to be made, obviously. There's a halacha, there's a chiluk between the hearing of every teva and the having every teva being read or being heard, having been read outside of a clock. That's not necessary. In other words, if a person, this is what's mostly negaya, and I have to go through this now because b'shas ma'is is usually it's very nerve-wracking. You're listening to the Megillah, you miss a word. So what do you do? So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Gadim and the Poskim that everybody should have at the very least a chumash in front of them, if not a clock. Because if you miss a word this way, you have to make it up kesidra. So you have to, if you miss the word, you miss the word achashveidosh, and obviously the balkayr is continuing, you have to say that word achashveidosh and then try to catch up, and hopefully you're going to catch up quickly enough so that you'll not miss any other words and so on. Now, that's why you should have a chumash in front of you if you know the Megillah by heart. So that's also fine. But everybody, Mishnah Berurah says, should have at least the chumash in front of them. Now, having the chumash in front of you, say, but it's not being read out of a cloth. The answer is that the Balkayre, even if you look into space, or even if it's not written in the Megillah, a lot of the words are missing from the Megillah. Akayre Balpeh, if it's up to half of the Megillah that you're reading being read Balpeh, that you're yotz. You have to still hear every word. But it doesn't necessarily have to be out of a cloth. Every word is not, or every pasuk doesn't have to necessarily be out of a cloth. Now, when I say not necessarily, it means you're yaitzeh b'di'evet. That's why l'chatchilo, one should not only have a chumash in front of them, but if you're able to be looking or looking on with somebody else out of the cloth, so this way again, if you're missing a word, so then you're yaitzeh mikra megillah l'chatchilo by reading in a cloth the word that you missed. Everything else being, you're reading midin shamei ka'inah, the word that you missed. So then if you can read it out of a cloth, that's l'chatchila, that's a mitzvah l'chatchila. And if you're not able to read it out of a cloth, at least you'll be able to read it out of a chumash, otherwise you will have not been yaitzeh mikra megillah.
Missing word means you didn't have kavah?
No. What do you mean when you say kavana? You didn't hear. You didn't hear the word. You didn't hear the word. You didn't hear any part of the word. You didn't hear it read properly.
You weren't concentrating that for that word.
It's fine. That's fine. It says Karam Islam name is
it's advisable to like read along.
Which is probably even worse than what you're describing.
Yeah. It's advisable to like read along. If you're looking along in English for the words that he's reading in English. Okay.
So if you could also, I don't think it's that bad. I think everybody pretty much understands the type. Reading along, it creates problems.
Not for me.
Huh? It creates problems when you're reading along. Just for other people, and also for yourself. You want to know if you yaitze that way?
No, if you can, it's like, it's not a big
Trekoli, you want to know if you did Trekoli?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, it could very well be a problem with Trekoli. It's two different things. Trekoli Gufa, it's a shayla if you hear Trekoli in the same place, or it's Trekoli in different places. This L'chayra would have a din of different places. You're reading it in English and you're hearing it in Hebrew. L'chayra, I don't know. It's not very subaltition, but I don't know. I think the average person would get very confused with such a as actually. Now, there's an exception to what we said, what we were just saying, the exception that we were saying that one is able to hear Baal Peh, even many psukim, as long as you can catch up to the Baal Kaida and you're reading it out of a chumash, you're okay. There are a couple exceptions to that. Some of which might be ma'akiv, some of which may not be ma'akiv. If it happens, you have to, I guess, hope for the best and assume the, and be prepared for the worst. I mean, b'shas ma'isa, you should continue listening to the Megillah, but you have to ask a shayla afterwards to a rav to see whether you were yotz. The circumstances are, the Ramah says either if you balpeh in either the beginning of the end or the end of the Megillah, which, according to the Mishnah Berurah says that would not include one or two words. If you missed the word Ahasuerus, which was the case I gave before, which wasn't a really good case because it isn't. But if you missed the word Vahivim Ahasuerus, you missed Ahasuerus, and then you read it in the Chumash, then you're fine. Even if it's a few words, you'd be fine. Once it's a pasuk in the beginning, if you miss the entire first pasuk, which can happen, you come late to the Megillah, it happens often. The person misses the first pasuk, they run in, and then they're going to make it up. And you say it quickly, and then you catch up to them. But the Vaila, you missed one or two psukim. So over there, the Mishnah Berurah is not sure if that's called the Tchila of the Lashon of the Ramah, is if you missed the beginning. So if you missed the beginning has to be in the Klaf Mamash, and the end for that matter. The question is, what constitutes the beginning? Could be the Lashon of the Rashbi is until Ishihudi, it's like the entire first parak. Is it just the first pasuk? Is it a few psukim? It's not so clear. So the Meila, if you're missing something in the beginning, ultimately, and by missing now we mean, of course, even that just not out of the klaf, if it's just a few words, Mishnah Berurah already is machri, it's okay. If it's a pasuk or more in the beginning or in the end, that you're ready, very probably you have to, it certainly, if you're able to, you should hear the Megillah over again. The other circumstance, the other exception, is if you're missing a parasha shleima, even in the middle of the Megillah. That means that the Bixen Vesedesh issue, which could be three psukim or so, but if that whole issue of Bixen Vesedesh, you missed out of a cloth, and you started, it could be you just missed three words, but as you were catching up, you kept on reading, and he's going back to, by the time you finished, there was three psukim over there that were not being read in the Tosh HaKlach. That's also something which according to some Rishonim, the Aruch HaSchaim says that is something which is any parasha shleima, which it seems like a pasuk itself, even if it's a pasuk that you're not going to know what happened if you didn't have that pasuk in the Megillah, but that's not called a parasha shleima, it seems. Pasuk would be a problem only in the beginning or the end of the Megillah. In the middle, it would be more an issue of the parasha shleima. Okay, now in terms of, we maybe should have mentioned this before, but there's an issa to eat before Kriyas HaMegillah, like every mitzvah, that LaYoychal, that you're not supposed to eat until you time the mitzvah, because there's a shash that Shamei Yishkach, or Shamei Yishin, or whatever it is, you won't come to do the mitzvah. So although the tainus is technically over, and you don't obviously have to hear Abdullah in order for it to be over, but you're not supposed to eat, before you hear the Megillah. So the time has to essentially be be continued until you finish the Megillah. Now, the exception is, Shabura brings down a person who's person who has a chulsha, he's a chaylik tzas, I think is the lashon. Is chaylik tzas or the tzayrich gadol? I believe is the lashon over there. That either he's a chaylik tzas or the tzayrich gadol, he needs to eat in order to be able to hear the Megillah properly. Even to hear it, let's say b'tzibo b'raivam, he could hear it in the house, but it's better to hear it b'raivam, and he needs to eat something. So over there, the Mishnah Berurah says he can eat te'ima, which is less than a kebaya or less of food or drink, and that he'd be able to do. Often another case of a tzayda gadol, I asked my father once, I was laying in Megillah, and sometimes it's not easy to lay in Megillah nachatainis without having a cup of water at least, so that would obviously also be for the chazan, for the balkoide to have to lay in Megillah would be considered tzayda gadol, that te'ima would be mutter in those circumstances. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says that in circumstances where it's even the te'ima would not be sufficient to revive the person or to keep him okay. So over there, he can eat, but then he should make a shayma. He can eat as much as is necessary. Of course, not more than is necessary. But he should make a shayma to remind him to hear the Megillah while he's eating.
What about Asher?
Same din l'chayim. Again, same din. In the mitzvahs that they're mechayiv, and mechayiv, there shouldn't be any difference as far as I can make out in this halacha of lo yochal before there, because again, shema yishkach, mumeila, with a chayiv part of nashim also.
In such a case, the fast could extend till very late at night.
Yeah. Okay. So then it's a issue of cautious, and that team is nothing. I mean, obviously, if it's if nashim are going to be weak, so it's a tzar of gadol. They have to take care of the kids or whatever the issue is. So, you know, team is certainly with mutter. You take a drink of water. You take a couple of orange juice if necessary. That usually will tide a person over for another couple of hours. And if they need to eat more, so they can eat more. Okay, let's discuss now the mitzvahs hayoy. Let's start with the Shlach Manas. According to the Ramah and most of the Paiskim, Nashim HaMechuyim in the Shlach Manas, although it says Ishleri Eyu in the Parasha, it's for that reason to be Chodosh, and I believe that the Goyim Haskim in Maisurah, the Goyim says, like Chodosh in the Diragra also, the Shulchan Aruch is Machiyah, like the Chodosh, that Ishleri Eyu Ksiv, so Nashim HaMechuyim, but the Ramah and most of the Paiskim go that Achim Hayu Ba'is HaNez goes even where the Torah or Divrei Kabbalah, even where it says Ish L'Re'eyu, but Achim Hayu Ba'is HaNez will cover that as well. We made a Noshim on the Chuyu. Now, in terms of single girls, so it's very obvious. I mean, obviously, from Bas Yud Be'i Shaman, they're already Mechuyiv. K'tanis L'Chayru would be Mechuyiv Midin Chinuch. The Prima Godim clearly says that as far as K'tanim, I think he's talking, but L'Chayru there shouldn't be a difference. Assuming that this chinuch on ketanis, which we usually are as a rule, we generally are naive that there is a chinuch lein in ketanis in whatever mitzvahs they're mechuyev in. So ketanim and ketanis, according to the Prima Godim, should give mishloach manis ishleri ayu. They should give a mishloach manis to somebody. Now, pashas they can be mekayim that although there's an issue, usually they'd be giving to another cotton or something, somebody else that's a cotton or ketana. Which some Paiskim say you can't be Yaitze, but certainly you could be, that's fine for Ketana, Midin Chinuch, they can give to a Katan or a Ketana, they'll be Yaitze. Now, as far as the women go, so once we get to an Eshes Ish, so here it gets a little bit more complicated, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Ishle Kegufa, he invokes the din of Ishle Kegufa, so whatever the husband gives, he's not giving because for his wife, but his own Nisina is already her. Chiyav is sort of taken care of at the same time with the one Mishloach Manas that he's given. The Magen Avraham, I believe, brings not that extreme. Magen Avraham says that that men give ba'ad, they give for their wives, which is to say probably that seems like he's saying even without them necessarily being aware of it and so on, but the derech is that they're giving, they're not necessarily machna something to their wife, which you'd have to do by a cotton l'chayv. Their cotton, if they're giving Mishloach Manas, so you'd have to be Dasacher's Makna, they could be Kaina. So you Makna something to the cotton, and then they're able to give Mishloach Manas Midin Chinuch. For women, although we just mentioned that according to Aruch HaShulchan, it's not necessary for a married woman to give the Magen Avraham, husband's gift for the wives, but I think that, it's not me, but generally the Poskim say that women should give Nashim, should give to other Nashim, and that's why it's Mashpatak and Ramo. When you read the Ramo Kepshuta, it doesn't say anything about the husband's giving for the wives, except that women should give women, men give to men, there's a chash of Saloinus and Kedushin. But Al Koponim, which again means L'chayra, that could be that you would have to be makna something to your wife, that she'd have what to give. It should help L'chayra if you didn't have a Knani. You don't find that people are makna to their wives. It's my father. He says that it doesn't seem, you don't hear that people are makna. You just don't see it. So, and presumably we're going like the Ramah, that women are makhiyas to give. So L'chayra the pshat is that we didn't have a Knani, which is to say that without actually being either a shliach or being makna the chayfetz to the other individual, that you can give something as you can by kiddushin, Reuben could be mekadesh the isha for Shimon with his money, without shlichas, without being makna and so on. That's called midin evet kanani. So l'chayra, that works in the shliach manas as well, which is very close probably to what the Magen Avraham is saying over here. But the only difference being possibly that l'chayra, the isha should be aware, even if it's being done, he didn't have it kanani, but just in terms of Mrs. Shichas Kavon, it shouldn't be a Masasi Ba'alma. I mean, L'chayra, the woman should be aware that you're giving a Mishloach Manus on her behalf. Otherwise, it's not Ava Vireyos, it's probably not Mrs. Shichas Kavon. L'chayra, it's not a Kiyam Mitzvah, it's not a Poshta Chalois that you're trying to do over there. So in order for it to be a Kiyam Mitzvah, L'chayra, the husband, if he is giving it, he didn't have it tonight, he was just let his wife know that he's giving Mishloach Manos on her behalf also. How are you going to do it to an usher, I guess, you know, work it out.
Does it have to be the shlichas?
Huh? Yes, so we'll get to the shlichas. So that's as far as the Nashim and the Ketanim are concerned. Now, the Poskim say that it should be done al yidei shlichas dafka. I mean, some say it is necessary, others say it's not. Pashas the minig olam certainly is to do it al yidei shlichas. I saw, I don't remember where I saw it, but one of the Poskim Achronim say brings a sukkim. The reason for that is because it says Mishloach Manos ish l'ri'ei. So somebody tied it, but other times it brings Raya's from Chumash where it says a Lashon Vayishlach and it's going not necessarily midin shlichas. Often it says in the Torah a Lashon Shiluach, which is that a person put out their hand, Vayishlach Yada, and whatever it is, and it's not talking about midin shlichas necessarily. So I think that the answer to that is to me, it's fairly obvious that over here, at the very least, there's a Shini Aloshon, Mishloach Manos Ish L'ri'ayu Matanis L'Yoinim. Here it doesn't say Matanis Ish L'ri'ayu Matanis L'Yoinim. It says Mishloach Manos Ish L'ri'ayu, number one. It doesn't say Shiluach Manos Ish L'ri'ayu. And the reason why it doesn't say Shiluach Manos Ish L'ri'ayu is because it doesn't, in the Shir of the Pasuk, it doesn't say the Maisa Mitzvah. It says Mishta, Simcha, Matanis L'Yoinim. It doesn't say Litain Matanis, it doesn't say that you give Matanis, it says U'matanis L'Yoinim. So why does it say Mishloach Manos Ish L'ri'ayu? The Tarot says, because it doesn't say Lishloach Manos. The Taka doesn't say to send Manos. It says the Chefza of the Mitzvah is, it's a Mishloach Manos. It's not Manos, it's Mishloach Manos. That means that Manos which are being sent from one person to another, that is the Taich of the Chefza of the Mitzvah. The reason for that is, it's brought because it's more of a Derech Kavod. What would be the reason that we back by the Shlichas? What kind of a business is it? Why would it be dafka al yidei shlichas? The reason is, like it says in Nach, it says shluch manus leimachon. So there's an inyan that seems to send when you send gifts is more derech kav, which probably means that you shouldn't find like the drunk yeshiva bacha laying on the porch and giving them the bimaman and mishliach to bring it inside is probably not the most derech kavodik away to give them mishloach manos. Maybe Purim it is derech kavodik, but shlichos it should be maybe not a 2-year-old either that you find drains up in the house, which is also the achronim clay could be ain't shlichos a cotton, maybe it's not. I'll go upon him, that's the inyan of shlichos. Now as far as the manos themselves, so the Aruch HaShulchan says there's different lashonos here. The Rambam starts off with Shnei Manos. Excuse me. I personally
personally don't think that it's such an issue. I think that's the issue here. But you have somebody that's not a cotton. What was I saying? Manus. So the Hashulchan says manus. The Rambam starts off that the lashon is shnei manus baser or shnei minei oichlin. So it's a lashon manus and then it's a lashon minim. So the Hashulchan changes the lashon of Rambam. He says it can't mean shnei manus. You see, he says shnei minim, so shnei minei baser or shnei minei oichlin. That's the way he wants to fix up the lashon of Rambam. And he says that certainly if you took a salami and you cut two pieces off, even assuming that each piece would be the amount that's achtich eruy liskabed, which the Hashulchan says is this year, but he says v'chim b'pnei shechotcha l'shnayim, so it became shnei manis, and you take one piece of cake and you cut it into two, even again assuming that each one has the shia, he says, but it's not, you have like a, you know, Reisman's cake with their package or cookie, and each one is individually wrapped, so even though it's the same min, it's a different issue. But first we're talking about pashut, you take one zak and you're cutting it into two, it's meant to be one mono or one min, and you're cutting it into two sections. That clearly the Aruch HaShulchan says is not, doesn't suffice. Whether, like I said, you need mamish shnei minim, two different kinds of things, you need the meichel or a mashke, or two different kinds of meats, or the same animal but from different places, the place we discussed. So that's also, some places can say, certainly better if you can to give two minim bazundim. Now the shear of this is, again, like I said, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's a chetich eruya l'skabeid. It should be that should be the shear. Others say that it doesn't have to be that much, but certainly it's pashas of whatever kind of an eichel it is, that's the amount that you would eat, I guess, in a suda. It doesn't have to comprise it, suda, but if a guest came into the house, so you wouldn't give him a smidgen of cake. You'd give him a nice lump, a nice wedge of cake. That is the amount that you should give. You're giving an orange, you don't give a half an orange. That's not what you put down in front of a person. Shavua brings that an usher, that's when you're giving to an usher a mishloach manis, so you should give a nicer mishloach manis, again, along the same lines. Mishloach manis ishlayayu, so it's out relative to what that person's expectation, because after all, you're trying to be married with the Ava Vireya, so it has to, it goes, it's all relative to that person's station and the situation. Stei Chemet says by the same token, it's brought from the Stei Chemet, that it goes the other way also. That an usher that gives him Mishloach Manos, that they're not looked up either. Because if you got from a very wealthy person, you got a kind of righteous, and you'd be almost offended. She's giving out to everybody else, so Mela, for an average person, maybe that's okay, that's my standard, that's what I give, that's a reflection of my avodah, but it depends according to the individual. I saw brought down from a sefer that it says that you should not give before Mikra Megillah in the morning. Sometimes women, especially this year, they're going to try to get a drunk. So on the way, they'll load up the car the night before and tell the husband, on the way to shul, you drop off this and this, and you'll have the Mekayim Shleich Manos. You get ahead that way on the things that you have to do. So I saw somebody says that it's not Kohagin, because if the rule, the Shechayanu that you're saying, the Mikra Megillah, has to be mechavel for the mitzvah, so l'chayda you have to be doing those mitzvahs after the shechayana. I'm not so taken with the svara. I mean, I didn't really ask anybody. Because the shechayana doesn't have to be over l'asiyasa. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos Chanukah from the Reb Kivega over there. It says that if a person lit the neiros, and even after they went out, if they're still lit, so the answer is you can make even the Birchas HaMitzvahs, because they're still lit, so you can still make a Kozman that Nerdol. But let's say the Neiros already went out completely. So Mishnah Berurah brings from the Kiveg and the Chuvis that you could make the Sha'asa Nisim and the Shechayanu, you could make, because there's no din of Eivel HaSiyasan to make those brachas specifically dafka before the mitzvah. But the reason why we do it is because you're already doing the one bracha before the mitzvah, so it says, when Melech HaShon says you do them all at once.
But the kaigavna, the mikkah, that it didn't happen, this doesn't seem to be any reason not to do it. So here you're not making the sefer. In yoytzu with the shachar yomad, you're making the megillah. So when I'm a sack in a special bracha, so I don't see any big reason over here that you shouldn't be able to take care of that before the mikkah megillah. Yeah, you could do that too.
You could
do that too. What do you say?
Could you give
your wife and to be yaitze? Chutarach hashulchan na. Yeah, but the Aruch HaShulchan again says that Ishtai Kedufa is by giving yourself. Huh? And he says it on both. It actually says about, it says to give your children, also I think the Aruch HaShulchan has to be discussed, I don't think he says the wife, he says to give it to Banav, that are Samuch HaShulchan, no, he says you're not Yotze, because they're Samuch on your Shulchan, so maybe you're not. Your wife is also, you're Samuch, you have a Chiyuv to feed her, and so on. So the Chayder, That's a chiyuv that you require to do b'lav b'chi. I don't think she's going to view that. You're not going to be able to anniversary gift. Now the meidach gisa if the mishloach manus if the mikra megillah. So here of Moshe Sternbach. And I asked my father this once, and he said, unless you have a reason why you feel that he's wrong for saying, I mean, for his taina, which I don't really, he says, L'chayda, it's Yesh L'Hachmeh Kedvadov, that he says that, like every other mitzvah we discuss, you're not supposed to eat before Kriyas HaMegillah. So he taina is L'chayda, and the same thing is true for Kriyas Shofar and for Halal, even Mitzvahs Rabbanan, like Halal, so you're not supposed to eat before Halal. Mishloach Mamas is at least like Halal, it's Medivrei Kabbalah. So he taina is that you shouldn't eat the Sudas Pudim, or certainly not breakfast, which you might not even be in the kind of Sudas Pudim, you cannot eat it possibly. Whatever, you stop sitting down, you're eating a few danishes or whatever it is. So he says, L'chayra, like every other mitzvah, that you're not supposed to sit down to a Suda before you're in the kind of mitzvah. So he taina is that it should be the same way, even Sudas Pudim, you shouldn't sit down to eat. The frat that there's a Shami Yishtak over here, Shaneimo. Right, so you're going to sit down to see this Purim before you Makai Mishloach Manas, you could be Bali Dei Kilpa. You could come.
What about after Sudas Purim? It's time to eat a little bit after that when before
Mishloach Manas. So, he says Aruch HaSbaikim, he said that you should eat Aruch HaSbaikim.
He doesn't mean the drinking wine.
That's what he says. He says that maybe you'll say that here it's different, because maybe Loi Matsinu, that this Issa applies by Mitzvahs Ben Al Mechaved. Only find mitzvahs ben amla makom, where it could be, he says, there's more of a chash that shema yishkach or shema yoshin or whatever it is, mitzvahs ben amla chavere, ava videos, maybe he theorized such a thing. Maybe he spoke to my father, he said the other night, he doesn't know. So, if possible, and certainly again, this year you want to take care of these things anyway as soon as possible, because we're going to have to start eating the suda, you're going to wash the suda. Shachar stuff. So Mela, there's not all that much time, so probably. And we're not talking about Te'ima. Again, Te'ima, Litzayrach, we saw very before by the Megillah. Te'ima, Litzayrach, so that's Shayach. I mean, that you could do. You want to take a couple of orange juice, or you want to take a kebaya of something to eat something, put something in your mouth. I don't want to make more of this than even Moshe Sternbach is making. But it's certainly a chumra, it's not brought in. And the place don't bring it, but okay. There's a few shilas over. I mean, it's good to know. There's a chakira that the Achrayim Klal Chasam Sofer brings down the chakira, and the Paiskim all discuss. There's a Trumas Hadashin that learned that the Trat Mishloach Manas is in order to have what to make a suda from. That's the Indian of Mishloach Manas. They didn't have the Uraniyim, so it says each one gave the other one the Suda. There's Mashmud, that's the Tzoyrich, the Suda. It's not Mochach, but that's the Trumas Hadashin's reason that he gives for Mishloach Manas. Some Seifa, which is also the Seifa Manas Levi, brought by Achronim Bring, the Paiskim, says that the Indian is an Indian of Abba Budeis. Some Seifa says the issue is whether you're being Mamala Chasarim, or the issue which would be like the Trumas Hadashin, because for the Suda. Doesn't mean that he has to not have any other food. He's not an odi, but it means, but you're giving him food in order that he should have what to make a suda. And the other tzad is, you're not giving him because he needs anything. You're giving him just as a siman of Ava v'reis. There are many nafkaminas, halacha l'maisa, between these two tzadim. And there's probably a third tzad over here also, it seems, the Aruch HaShulchan understood yet a third way. The most prominent nafkaminas that are brought in halacha would be giving anonymously. Giving anonymously could take one of two forms. That could be either anonymous, so to speak, of the person who's giving. Let's say a person is away on a business trip. The place can discuss, the Hashulchan discusses, and his Bnei Bayis want to give Mishloach Manos for him. He doesn't know they're giving Mishloach Manos. I guess he figures they probably are, but he certainly doesn't know who they're giving to. Or you can have the case of anonymously, where the person, the recipient, doesn't know that he received the Mishloach Manos, or again, he certainly doesn't know from whom he received the Mishloach Manos. It's just a big mess of Mishloach Manos on the table, and he's not following, he doesn't know that the person gave him. So in those two cases, according to the Truvas Hadeshin, you'd be yaitzev because ultimately you're being mimal the tzadon, the tzaydech of Sudas Purim is being taken care of. So there's no reason why you wouldn't be yaitzev. According to this, the reason of Abba Vireyus, the Manas Levi, the Chassam Sofer says that you wouldn't be yaitzev under those conditions because, again, you have many Mishloach Manos, so at least one of them take care of that it should go with all the Hidurim, with all the things that we're speaking out to be yaitzev the mitzvah. Another case is the Ramah. There's really a diak in the Ramah that the Ramah holds not like the Trumas Hadeshin, because the Ramah says if the person was moichel, or if he says he doesn't want to be mekabelit, the Ramah says you were. If the recipient says it's okay, ichdafis nish, I have enough already. My wife is going to kill me. So the Ramah says you were yaitzer. Harei ki li iskabalti is the lashon in Paiskin. So you were yaitzer. So the lechayda. L'chayra, that's mashma, that midin ava v'reyos, so l'chayra, you could be yaitzer. You say, okay, he's saying, hareni kili iskabalti, the thought that counts. According to the Trumas Hadeshin that you're providing for the Suda, you didn't provide, so it's been hareni kili iskabalti, l'chayra, you can't be yaitzer, shlach manu from the Suda.
There are those that said, we don't make a bracha because of that.
Because of that, right. you mean the Trumas Harajma that the person will say. The other nafkamina, the Bir Alocha brings down, could you be yaitzim mishloach manos and matanos lev yoinim bevas achas? Now, matanos lev yoinim, you give one thing, it doesn't have to be money, you shove a kesef also, so you're giving food to an ani, and at the same time, instead of giving him one mana of food, or one matanos, let's say it's a shove food, or one portion, so you're going to give him two portions of food. So that way, and then you'll have to give to another ani also, of course, because matanos lev yoinim. But for this one ani, al yidei, one of your two aniyim, by giving him an extra portion, you want to be mekayim mishloach manos also. Which is, in other words, basically, you're getting away with over here, you're fashparing over here, you're saving yourself 1 month. Like this, you'd have to give basically two matanas plus two manas liyashecha, and now you're going to get away with three. You're going to give two to one person. To an ani, which is your yaitz and now matanas lev yoinim plus mishloach manas, and then you're just going to give one more matanas, you'll have given just three things, three gifts to individuals. So he brings him to the heaven that he's mistapic whether you could be yaitz like this. L'chayr, this is also l'chayr tali, he doesn't say, but l'chayr is also tali in this fakira, in this shayl. According to the tzad that you're saying that you're being mekayim. The Abba Vireyus, so L'chayra, it could be that the Abba Vireyus over here, L'chayra Yesh Lodin, if there's an Abba Vireyus in something that you have to be giving him anyway, one of the two things you're giving him, Midin Matanis Lev Yoinim, he's an Ani, so you're giving him one Matani, you're giving him, he knows, you're giving him Midin Matanis Lev Yoinim, so Midin Abba Vireyus, you need another two gifts. I mean, that's the Shia, in order to be married with the Abba Vireyus. So L'chayra, then you wouldn't be Yoitzin. On the other hand, if the word is that you're being mashlim over here, so l'chayr, you could say, yesh lodin, but it's possible that you're able to be mashlim for the suda, as long as l'maisa he's getting two things, he doesn't have to get two things besides, he doesn't eat more because he's an ani. Yeah. You have over here a clever way of being mekayim, both matanis levyonim and giving him suda's puddin, b'vasach. So l'chayr, it's very likely that according to that, you'd be able to be yesh. Now, what's the shia of Matanis Lev Yoinim? Again, going into Matanis Lev Yoinim quickly. So again, Noshim Achayavis, like we said before, that's according to everybody. Because here it doesn't say Ishla Reyayu, so here everybody, it says Matanuk Lev Yoinim, Hachem Rey Bais Hamnes, Noshim are certainly Mechoyim, and Mimele, a husband should have in mind and should tell his wife, like we said before, that I'm giving Matanuk Lev Yoinim on your behalf. Also, this way she has Kavon Alotzis, the mitzvah, and she knows what's going on. Now, what is the Shia of Matanuk Lev Yoinim? So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Ritva that L'chayre, every time in the Shaar Tshuva, also seems to hold like this, that every time a pruta is considered a matan. Every time you can kaddish an isha, is with a pruta sagile. So in Kala Terekula, a pruta is called a matan, has a din kesef. So the mitzvah says, two prutas, yimakai matanis lev yoyim. Other achrayim in the Shaar Tshuva actually brings, these other achrayim, the kapachayim is noited to them, say that as in the din of Mishloach Manis, that it has to be an amount that's really liskabe, especially if you learn that that the point of the Matanis Lev Yoinim could be also that he should be able to prav a yomtiv like a mensch. He's not dafka getting Mishloach Manis, he should be able to make a suda too. If you give him two prutas, it's not going to get him very far. So l'chayra, I'm sure everybody's knowing like that, but depending on how many people you're giving for and so on, so you have to keep in mind if you're giving for some of your children and for your wife and so on, just to give somebody $5, flip him a $5 bill, I mean, if you want to give them something that they can go and make a shtickl suda from, and you're giving for four different people, so you have to bear in mind that your lavdaf is going to be the kind of mitzvah according to all the places. Now, the...
about $10. 20 years ago, I was told $10. I wonder if it's gone up since then.
For one person?
$10.
For one person?
Yes.
One person is given?
I don't think so.
$10, I was told that was the minimum share.
It sounds fine. I mean, it sounds. You certainly, I wouldn't worry. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, $10 sounds fine. Now, the mechaber, I just want to point this out. You shouldn't just go away from the shir with this thing. They say, if you just went away with this thing, it's shangiven kedai. If you just went with this thing, it's shanish kedai. But the mechaber says over here, ein medachtik, and this is through the Tokesh Sadik Dalit, Sid Gimel. The Mechaber says, "Ein medaktikim b'moyis purim, ela komish apayshid yodei litol noislima." Says, "You're not medaktikim b'moyis purim. Whoever puts out the hand, you give." Now, L'chayr, we're talking about Matanis Lev Yoinim over here. It's called Moyis Purim. Now, what does that mean? Well, you already, if you weren't mekayim, you Matanis Lev Yoinim, so you can't just give, and you don't know if he's an ani, so you don't know if he's an ani of heaven. Elamai, you were already yotzer, so. It says you have to give to aniyim. It doesn't say you have to give everybody. It says chayv kol licha lefachos shnei matanos shnei aniyim. So does that mean? And then if everybody sticks out the hand, then you have to keep on giving matanos lev yoinim. It's a nishmashma. If you look into Yerushalmi, that's the basis of Gemara Bav Mitzia and Ayin Ches. Also, the basis of this din, it's called mois pudim. The distinction between mois pudim and matanos lev yoinim seems to be matanos lev yoinim is mitzad the noisen. That means when I'm giving it, me being the noisen. That's called Mashiach and Matanis Lev Yoinim. Mois Purim is now there's a big pot that the Gabbai Stoker has. That's called Mois Purim. Like the din that it says before, Ein Mishanim Mois Purim L'Tzdokah Acheres. And then the Ramah says, Hagob, Davka HaGaboyim, Avala Oni Yochel Asis Mashiach Yitz. Means the Gaboyim have Mois Purim, they're not allowed to be Mishanah, they have to give it for anything else. Here it's also that. This doesn't mean L'Chayra. Again, I don't know for a fact, but it doesn't mean that any guy comes up to you in the street that you mechuyev, even if you think you know that he's not an ani. He's a ein medakim nois purim kol mishu nois and poishet yad nois and loy. This means that after you've given your matanos, everybody's given it there. You have mois purim, and now people come over to the gabbai tzedakah and they want to partake from the matanos lev yoinim from what's called the mois purim. So it says that the gaboyim are not medaktik el kol mishu poishet yad nois and loy that they give. Mechuyev, that's the way it makes sense to me, and it's mashma like that in the Yerushalmi. A couple of more things over here, just to go through. Of course, the Sudas Purim this year is going to be an issue. So, Bidar Chlal, first of all, it says that the Ramah brings that one should learn Ktsas, the Torah, before the Sudas starts. Zaychel Adavar Layudim Haisa Oira Zu Torah, before Sas and the Simcha, before the Sudas Purim. Kapachayim says that if you had a loss as to what to learn, so the Kapachayim says that by every Yontif, you can learn Mishnah Yishkolim, Mishnah is Megillah is certainly appropriate at that time. Now, usually you mispalam mincha before, it says you mechayiv to be mispalam mincha again, because you can't eat before you misfal mincha. So it says you're supposed to do it before the Suda. Now this year, it's brought in the Ramah that the Suda is supposed to start, at least start the Shachris. If not, and again I spoke to my father about this, and he says that L'chayda, the criteria would be that you should do everything in the morning. Put it this way, you should do whatever eating you're doing, you should do it in a way that it's not going to take away from the tayoven of the eating at night. So certainly you should wash by chatzos. It says you're supposed to start to do the shachas. How much should you eat? Lifnei chatzos, probably the lechem, the past, if you're able to, should be eaten. And whatever else is going to fill you up, if the suda is still going at 3 o'clock, you shouldn't sit down at 3 o'clock and have a bilkala and an asach flesh. Because that is certainly going to take away from the covered shops, from the suda of shops. So, the meila of the al-Koponim, you're not davening mincha before the suda, obviously, because over here you started suda still shachas, it was zman mincha. Now, do you have to get up once it becomes the zman mincha to daven mincha? L'chari, you don't. But it would probably be a good, once you started, I don't believe that you have to be master to suda in order to daven mincha. But if you feel there's a chash that the brachis and the shikris and brachis and vichsamos and everything else is going to be a problem, then certainly it's recommended somebody you should get up and make a minyan or daven if you have to, even be a chidus. If you feel that if you're going to wait until after the suda, if you wait till the daven before Kabbalah Shabbos, that it's going to be too late, that's what you should do. Now, in terms of what the suda is, so the Shai Tshuva brings a suffix whether you have to eat lechem. The Rosh HaShulchan says, Avada, you need lechem, like every Shabbos Yontif, you should wash and have lechem. And nonetheless, even though you're having lechem, still in all we paskin, there are those that say that if you forget Al Anisim, since there's a Chi of Suda with lechem, certainly you have to be mavzeh even for Al Anisim, which you don't have to do by tefillah. But the Rosh HaShulchan says, even if there is a Chi of lechem, for whatever reason, he says that you don't have to be mavzeh in the Al Anisim. If your Suda was Nimshach in Belaila, in Shabbos, so there the Mishnah Berurah says that you'll just say Ritzeh, you wouldn't say Al-Anisim because it's a tarat in the Sasu. So if it happens, it's already after Shkia, you just say Ritzeh and you don't say Al-Anisim. Just I want to read, there's just another minute, it's probably Kedai just to read here in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam Mutiv, the Rambam says if a person is faced with the choice of either spending more money on Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyayinim, Sudas Pidim, Mishloach Manos, Sudas Purim, or Matanos Levyayinim. So the Rambam says, Mutal La'odim Lahabis, Matanos Levyayinim, Lahabis, Vesudasa, Mishloach Manos Levyayinim. That is better to be married Matanos Levyayinim than in the other mitzvahs Hayyayim. She'ein Shom Simchi Gedolim of Ku'ara, Elul L'Sameach Levaniyim, V'Yisayim, V'Almanos Levyayinim. The Rambam, that presumably the Ikin mitzvah Hayyayim, it seems he's saying, is a mitzvah Simcha. Certainly the Tzara Shavla of Sudas Purim, Shalach Manas. That's the Yayim is an Indian from Simcha. Simcha is Purim. And the Ein Shom Simcha Gedolim, Fahari Yaisim, Sameach Levanim, Lolim, and so on. Why, said the Rambam? Sham Sameach Levan Lolim, O'elim, Doyim, Nishkin. Because by being Sameach Levan Lolim, the downtrodden, you're being Mizdame, it's a Kiyam of Alachta Bidrachov, of you being Mizdame, the Shchina. Shenema, like it says on the Rabbani Shalom, Lahachias Ruach Shvalim, Lahachias Leiv Nikoy. Now, where do you see from that? That Ein Shom Simcha Gedolim Mufuada, after all, the Rambam is bringing a Raya, is trying to support his thesis over here, that he's saying that there's no greater Simcha than to be Mesamech Leiv Aniyim and Yisayim and so on. Why? Because you die in the Shchina, like we see that the Rabbani Shalom is. Where does it say the Rabbani Shalom is happy? Probably off. It's very really. If ever you don't find such a lashon, it's very real lashon. Taviyachol is many things, but there's no greater simcha than to be like the Shlim. So it doesn't mean because the Rabban Shalom is taviyachol happy. It means that the very fact of being mizdamel to the Shlim is a fulfillment, is a life's fulfillment, and that is the essence of simcha. Simcha is by definition fulfillment, and a person is oimid on the tachlis and to fulfill that tachlis brings a person every day a heightened level of existence, which is essentially what simcha is. Simcha is basically a more heightened level of existence when he's fulfilling his life's tachlis. And memela, ein shom simcha gedoyla from being mizdamel l'shrina, like the alachta bedrocha, when a person fulfills what they're supposed to do, they're tachlis. Ein shom simcha gdola mizeh. V'meila, that's certainly something to keep in mind. V'meshach diyoyim, that ultimately, certainly you shouldn't do anything. Chas v'shalom to be pegeya on another yid and somebody else, because ultimately, the mitzvah hayoyim is to be misameach, to be misdam and shchina, and everything should be viewed from the prism that notwithstanding chayev mishlach sunu v'puya, and not only notwithstanding, but when done properly, mikayach the chayev mishlach sunu v'puya, a person could be on a level, and he could taka be misdam and shchina if the right things are coming out, and that's something which is everything has to be viewed from the perspective of being misdam and shchina in order taka to be zayich.